وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. شیخ طریقت امیر اہل سنت دی فاؤنڈر آف دعوت اسلامی حضرت علامہ مولانا محمد الیاس قادری رضوی, اللہ گرانٹ ہم لانگ لائف اینڈ گڈ ہیلتھ, ہی روٹ اے بیوٹیفل بک کال فیضان سنت. And in this book, there is a chapter called Faizani Durood O Salam, the beneficence of reciting Durood upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He quotes a beautiful hadith mubarakah in which the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned that if a person wishes on the day of Qiyamah that person must be close to me, that individual must be close to me, beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, recite large numbers of durood salawat upon me in this dunya, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will be happy with us on the day of Qiyamah, and we'll be close to the beloved Rasul alayhi sallam on Qiyamah inshallah tujal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala muhammad salatun wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah. Niyatul mu'mini khayru min amalihi. Intention of a believer is greater than his action. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, in the beginning of the mahfil we made good intentions. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq and hidayah to always make good intentions, inshallah azza wa jalla. The more intentions we do, the more intentions we make, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, the more reward in our account, inshallah azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was a king, and his name was Mahmud Ghaznavi. Very rich king. And one day, he took a walk with some of his servants, and this time he did something different. He took out all his royal clothing, all his expensive clothing, and he wore ordinary clothing like every other person. And whilst he was walking, he came across a group of people, and they were thieves, robbers. They were making a discussion amongst themselves. They were talking amongst themselves, what is the plan for the next day, what they're going to steal, what they're going to rob. So when he came amongst them, they saw him, they were shocked. And they asked him, who are you? Who are you? He replied, I am one like you. I am just like you. So they understood one thing, that this person meant that he was a thief like us. So they allowed him to join the gathering. So he gathered with those thieves and they started their conversation. They continued. And it was decided by them that each one of them should have a speciality. Each one in our group, he must be special in some department. So one of the thieves said, my speciality, I have such a gift. I have a special gift in my ears. That whenever a dog barks, I fully understand the language of the dog. Second person said, I have a special gift with my eyes. That whatever I see in the darkness of the night, I'm able to recognize it in the light of the day. Meaning if I see anything in the dark, which is also very difficult to see, when I see it in daylight, I recognize it. And the third thief He said, I have a special gift with my nose. By smelling, just smelling the ground, I can tell you whether there is any treasure buried underneath this ground or not. So, that was the third one. And the fourth one says, I have a speciality in my arms. I'm so strong that through these arms, I can make a hole in the strongest of the wall. Whatever big wall in front of me, I can make a hole. I can make a hole in it. And then the fifth one said, I have strength in my hands. No matter how high is the building, I can climb up the wall with my rope ladder, and I can enter any height of any building whichever comes in front of me. So each thief gave their speciality. Five of them told their speciality, and now the king, who's dressed up in ordinary clothes, he's also standing amongst them, and they're going to ask him the next question. What is your speciality? The king replied. Remember, they don't know he's a king. He replied, I possess too many excellences. Too many excellences. But I possess one excellency, that merely by shaking my beard, only by shaking my beard, whatever criminals is in front of me, they can be released. They say, can be released? Only by the shaking of your beard? He said, yes, only if I shake my beard, the criminals will be released. They replied, this is exactly what we wanted. All this time we've been stealing, but we never had this opportunity whereby a person shakes his beard and people will be freed. This is what we needed. Now we have a full team. We can do whatever we want, because in the end result, if he shakes his beard, this guy, then we'll be released. So the thieves, they told to this so-called king, remember, oh man, all five of them are telling him, oh man, don't forget, on the day of difficulty, when I'm in problem, when we are in problem, you are going to be the means of salvation for us. We five are relying on you. We've got specialities, but you got the speciality of all specialities, that when you just shake your beard, people get released. So please, we need you on that day if we are in trouble. So, Allahu Akbar. Now, they all start to plan what they're going to do for the night, the following night. And you know what they planned? They planned to go to the king's castle, Mahmud Ghaznavi, and to rob his castle. And yet they don't know that the king is with them. So, in the midst of the night, they went. Now you try to picture all six of them. All are moving in the jungle, and then they come towards the castle. And when they come to the castle, the dog started to bark. When the dog started to bark, the guy asked him, please translate what the dog is saying. The dog is saying that the king is amongst you. That the king is amongst you. The leader of all the criminals said, oh, you stupid fool. How can the king be amongst us? We are all thieves. There's no king here. So they said, no, you translated wrongly. Allahu Akbar. Then the second one, they were moving. He smelled the ground. And when he smelled the ground, he exclaimed that this is the palace of the king. And there is a treasure in this palace. So the next one, he took his rope and threw his rope up into the building, and he started to climb. And the other one, he made a hole in the wall with his own hand, with his naked hand, and he started to steal. And whatever they stole from the king, they divided amongst themselves. Six parts equally. The king noted each and everyone's description. He's watching them. This face, that face, that face, that face. That he watched them carefully. And he knew exactly where they stay. So he left them secretly and he went away. Everybody took their share and everybody went away. The king came back to his palace. He was shocked. He was amazed. And he called all his policemen. He called all his policemen and said, look, these five people in my city, I want them arrested immediately. Immediately they must be arrested, because they stole from my kingdom. And the next morning, all five of them came in the court of the king. Allahu Akbar. And when they came in the court of the king, they all were trembling in fear. They were shaking in khawf, in fear. They didn't know what to do, because they know that if the king sentences them, they are going to be penalized and they're going to be dead. They're going to be killed, hanged. So however, one thief from amongst them, he had a speciality that whatever he sees in the dark, he recognizes. And he saw, hey, this is the same person. He said, if he shakes his beard, we'll be freed. So he had no fear. On one hand, he had fear. On the other hand, he was hoping on the mercy. So he had two special qualities within his heart at the moment. All of the other four, they are shaking and trembling. That we are going to die. King is going to kill us. King is going to hang us. But this guy is smiling and he's hoping in the back of the mind, I recognized him. This was that person who also stole with us last night. He was the one who said if he shakes his beard, all of us will be free. So I'm not scared for nothing. I'm going to stand here with fear. But I'm hoping that when I remind the king about his speciality, that he will be able to leave me. Allahu Akbar. So the king sentenced each and every one. The king told them that each one of you going to be hanged. And then everybody was shaking and they were crying. But still this person was not crying. He had a smile on his face. And he said, oh king, I want to ask you, can I ask you one question? Allahu Akbar. The king said, okay, you can speak, you are permitted to speak. He said, Oh master, you recall last night? When all five of us gave our speciality, you were there, you were the sixth one, and you promised that when we are in trouble, when we get caught, just by the shake of your beard, that you will relieve us, that you will dismiss us, and you will get us out free from the jail. The king smiled. And he said, King Mahmud smiled and he said, that definitely, I promised you last night, that when you get caught in this situation, by the shaking of my beard, you will all be released. And I meant each and everything about it. Each and every one has exhibited a special quality. You five have given a special quality. But this person had a quality better than your quality. Because he could see in the darkness of the night. He could see in the darkness of the night as though he had a special light in his eye. It is because of his mercy and his wasila that today, all five of you are going to be relieved because of this one person's special qualities that he was be able to see in the dark. Immediately this king shook his head, his beard moved, and all five of them were released. Allahu Akbar. My dear Islam brother, it's only a story. But too much of Madani pearls, too much of fruits for us to take from the story. The first lesson that we get from the story is that while a person is committing a crime, when a person is committing a sin, when a person is committing a guna, remember something, the king of all kings is with him all the time. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is all seeing. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is all hearing. Allah azza wa jal is all knowing. Each time we commit a sin, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, keep in mind that Allah is with us all the time. Tawbu ila Allah. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. The second lesson we learn from the story, that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah azza wa jal will punish the sinners in the year after. Although now he may overlook it. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives us the chance. Whilst we are breathing the ni'mah of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, we still have a chance. Every time you take the oxygen, you have a chance. Every time you take out the carbon dioxide, you have a chance. Every time you breathe the ni'mah of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, you have a chance. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala may initially overlook you. He might overlook you. No matter what you are doing. Behind closed doors. Behind curtains. Behind walls. Nobody can see you. Mother can't see you. Father can't see you. Brother can't see you. Sister can't see you. Neighborhood can't see you. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala can see you. Maybe he overlooks Azza wa Jalla for this moment now. But in the year after, we're going to be answerable for our deeds. We see that when these thieves, these five thieves, when they were stealing from the king's palace, the king witnessed it. He saw it with his own naked eyes. He saw the entire incident. How they stole, how they broke the wall, how they climbed up, how they did this, how they kept the dog quiet. He saw everything. He witnessed it. And he was with them all the time. And he allowed them to continue without being punished. In the end, what happened? He got them arrested. The king got them arrested. Now you start to think about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. It's our iman that Allah is watching us. We commit the sin and we continue with the life. We commit the sin and we continue with the life. We commit the sin and we continue with the life. Think about the king. He was in the company of the thieves. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is watching us all the time. Who is the king of all kings. And he let them do what they have to do. Let them do, let them steal. But he watched them all the time. And the time when they got caught, they got caught. You try to imagine that if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us his total anger and Allah catches us, what will be our condition? If only if Allah becomes angry with us and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grasps us with his anger, what will happen to us? And we have to stand in the court of Allah. What will be our condition? We are in trouble. Because at that time, we can only think about the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, nothing else. Because all our deeds are failed. You check your deeds book. I check my deeds book from beginning to end. We have failed. We have failed. And still we're walking proudly on the earth, chest out. Walking proudly on the earth, chest out. Back biting, tail bearing. Shut up, mommy. Shut up, daddy. Get out, you. Go, you. We're talking proudly on the earth. Very soon we have to go under the same earth, the same soil. The third lesson from this story, please pay careful attention. It's very important. We are trying to conclude to a point, and inshallah tabarak, this point will be beneficial for me, and this point will also be beneficial for you, and inshallah tabarak, this point will be beneficial for all our Muslim brothers and sisters throughout Soweto, inshallah tawajallah. On Qiyamah, we learn the third lesson in this story, that on the day of Qiyamah, no special quality will benefit anybody. No special quality will benefit anybody. All those who contravene the laws of Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, they're going to be answerable. Remember the thieves? One say, I can understand the dog bark. One say, I can see in the darkness of the night. One say, I can break the wall. One say, I can climb up the wall. Each one have a special quality. You think those special qualities can help on the day of Qiyamah? Today, in today's time, let's talk about the township. We know that he's doing wrong. We know that he's selling drugs. We know that he's doing prostitution. We know that he's doing gambling. He's a rich man. He's doing very well. What do you say? He's a very successful guy. You check how he drives around Soweto. Mini Cooper, GTI, doof doof music, drugs, ladies in the car, music, enjoying. We say he's the most successful one. He's a Muslim brother, he's most successful. You think he's not going to get caught? How far is he going to continue with this success? He has special qualities. His special qualities is to make money, not caring whether it's halal or haram. His special qualities is to attract women towards haram. His special qualities is to sell drugs. His special qualities is to sell alcohol. His special qualities to drive fast cars up and down our new Madani Markaz. That's his special qualities. His special qualities will not help on the day of Qiyamah. It will not help in the Qabr, and it will not help on the day of Qiyamah. We need only one special quality. Every believer, you and I, views of Madani channel, please listen carefully. Each and every one needs one special quality. And what is the special quality? The special quality is the total obedience of Allah and his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. That's all. No left, no right. One line. That is the special quality. Tubu ila Allah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From this story we heard that there's no special quality will benefit except
that which leads towards recognizing Allah.
Any quality a person has which leads towards Allah, any special quality a person has that leads towards his beloved Rasul alayhi salatu salam, any special quality a person has that leads him towards Makkatul Mukarramah, Madinatul Munawwarah, those are the qualities that will be have weight on the day of Qiyamah. Like, for example, the person who saw the king in the darkness of the night. He saw the king in the darkness of the night. That was his special quality. And because of his special quality, through his wasila, through his sadaqah, all the people were freed because of his special quality. He had a special quality in the darkness of the night. What about our special quality? Do we have any special quality that removes the darkness out of our heart? That where we recognize that we fulfill the recognition of the rights of Allah, this is a special quality. Because we need to move the darkness out of our heart. We need to move the darkness out of our life. That is a special quality. You should possess that quality. I should possess that quality. We all should possess the quality. Oh, the viewers of Madani Channel, each and every one should have that special quality. The recognition of the rights of Allah. Whether you are in the house, whether you're outside the house, whether in your car, whether you're outside the car, whether in your workplace, whether you're in company of Muslims, whether in company of kuffar, know the rights of Allah. Fulfill the rights of Allah. You will not do anything wrong. May Allah Ta'ala show His special mercy upon each and every one. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Al-Ameen. Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Ascending success, stay.